What up? And welcome back to another episode of Gritty Knows Best, baby. That's right. That's right. Hope all is good with you. All is great with me. Let me tell you something right now, ladies and gentlemen. We have been exposed. That's right. We've been exposed. By who and how? Well, I'll get to that in a second. But first, let's see who we got on the show tonight. Start off with this guy. The greatest pop collector of all pop collectors. YouTube legend, current YouTube superstar. The artist, formerly known as Simfuckus, Justin. What's up? Sitting there in his do-rag, looking great. Looking great. Sitting there in his suit, the man of many names. Some people call him Chromo. Some people call him Attempt at Murder Mo. Edgar Allan Mo. Momo Poppins. Any other ones, Justin? Pastor calls him Moo for some reason. Or Moan. We can do a podcast of just his names. Let's just put it that way. Yeah. But you can call him Mo.
Hey, what's good, everybody? No, please never call me Mo. Never.
There you go. The crows are coming down.
My children.
The crows are right on my ledge. Yo, did I tell you, Mo? I don't know if I sent you the video or the picture.
No, you definitely.
But the other day, there was a crow sitting on my balcony for like an hour, just chilling there.
It.
And I felt very protected.
These are the crows. I'm sending love to you all the time.
I felt like that was you. I felt like you came to hang out.
I've been watching you.
I think I put that in the group, right?
I didn't see it.
Yeah, he was just chilling on my balcony with his back to me for like an hour. And I just took a nap and he was gone.
Oh man, that's an honor on your part.
I felt like spiritually protected right there. For real. It felt great.
I'm glad. That means my prayers are working if they're coming to see you.
That's right. Thank you. I appreciate you sending one of your family members. I see them outside. I see them. Justin, you see them?
I see them.
I see them over there. Yeah, they're back.
6 a.m.
All right. That's great. Thanks, Mo. Well, let's get down to the meat of this. Justin, you've been anxiously awaiting this conversation.
I can't wait for this.
We have let's been go. Exposed. Pastor Moran Jr. made a big blunder the other day that me and Mo were witnessing.
Yeah.
Well, I was actually in the building. You weren't there, right? You were on FaceTime when it happened?
No, I was on FaceTime with y'all.
So here we go. Listen to this. I'm sitting there with Pastor. We're talking about nonsense at this point. We just got finished doing some work, whatever, for him. Talking about nonsense. And Mo's on FaceTime. And all of a sudden, I hear me and Justin's voice come from his computer. I hear, yeah, so, you know, I talked to the guy and he was doing this and that. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Just, you know, being all aggro like usual.
Yep,
and I'm like, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, he must be listening to a podcast. And I'm like, no. And then I'm like, I never heard that audio before. I forget the names of our shows. I would pick up on what episode that was immediately when I heard it.
Yeah,
I was like, is that one of the endings? You know, sometimes we put like an outro, a secret outro, a little key for everybody here. If you don't listen all the way to the end, sometimes we put secret outro. So pay attention to that. And I was like, is that one of the secret outros? So I'm like, what is that? I'm like, what is that? And he's not saying nothing.
He goes, Mo, you hear it?
I'm like, what is that? And Pastor's not even looking at me. And I'm getting pissed. I'm like, yo, what is that? Because I'm like, that is not anything we recorded. So I don't know if he told me or I grabbed it. I grabbed the laptop and I spin it around. It's a YouTube video. Pastor accidentally streamed an hour-long FaceTime conversation with us and posted it on his YouTube channel. One of our FaceTimes leaked. Yeah. Yes! An hour. It was like
really
54
did.
Minutes of he, us on FaceTime.
He really fucking did this.
On his channel. Bro. Yeah. Yes! And
Pastor. So
I turn it around. I see like a black screen. And it was him. He explained it. It was him. He was working on, I guess, streaming for a second, right? So he must have been, you know, sometimes he's editing, we're on FaceTime. So he must have been trying to see how he can stream real quick. He had us sitting on the side on the phone, and he never turned off the stream, I guess. Or he maybe turned it off after an hour and he thought, he probably said, oh, I forgot that I was streaming, whatever. And it was on his channel for I don't know how many days, maybe even weeks. Now, just if that doesn't make it worse, I mean, that's the bad part for us. I was actually legitimately pissed.
I'm pissed right now.
I was like, whoa, my man, that is a bad move.
Yeah.
That is crazy. But get this is the funniest part. And this got nothing to do with us, this part.
Oh, it gets funny?
It gets funnier. That was not uploaded to his personal channel. That was uploaded to the church channel. So Lord knows what.
I didn't know that part.
Praise the Lord. Them church folk, some of them probably got a nice surprise. I don't think anybody actually saw it because I think there was like 0 views or like 3 views. But the fact that an hour-long conversation of ours was leaked, Lord knows what we said. That could have been very, very sticky. What do you think about this, Justin?
I'm in shock. I'm pissed. Like you said, we don't know what we said. You know our conversations get wild. That could have been very bad.
Just the privacy part is
yeah,
like...
Yeah, got to...
You know, we probably said something a little crazy, but just the point that it happened, that any conversation, regardless of what it was.
Come on, Pastor, you can't be doing that.
That's wild, man. And I'm telling you, I could feel the energy in the room when I was asking him, what is that? Because I seen his face. He was kind of like, I don't know if he was like smirking, but you could see he knew he fucked up a little bit. So I'm like, that's what got me even more pissed, because... he's not answering me, and he keeps looking at the screen. I'm like, what is that? So I just grab it, and I spin it, and I was like, 54 minutes of
uploaded,
and there for I don't know how long. My only regret is I did not download it to his computer and send it to us. I just deleted it immediately. I deleted it ASAP.
I would have done the same thing.
I wish I would have kept it for us, though. That'd have been hilarious. We could have made a podcast out of that.
Yeah.
When we, a lazy day.
So we can never get that back?
I'll see. I don't know if you can recover a lost video that you deleted.
It's not on his computer?
I think he streamed it right to YouTube.
Oh.
I think because he streamed it. So it has to go right to YouTube.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That was bad. I don't like that. I didn't like that at all. And I'm glad that I sat there because we were eating lunch and stuff. I'm glad that happened. I'm glad I was there at that time because we would have never known probably.
Never.
And the fact that it was on the church channel is so much better because they are not ready for that.
That acts funny.
They are not ready for what that conversation probably... I didn't listen to it at all. All I heard was us mumbling and laughing and stuff. But I don't even know what kind of conversation. We could have been talking about very personal things.
Yeah.
So that was bad, Pastor. You can't be doing that.
Can't be doing that, Pastor.
You cannot.
So, Pastor, you take the cake for this year on ridiculous.
Yeah, that was.
Sakes.
Yeah, you want to talk about. Mo has been criticized for, doing certain things, but he kind of topped you on this. He kind of topped you on this one, man.
He definitely did. Mo, this is miles away from
because
anything
if we were in a bigger position, who knows? We don't want any kind of, nobody wants their private conversations leaked.
Yeah.
Like we said before on 2 shows ago, maybe even 3 shows ago, sometimes we come up here and we go, all right, let's not talk about this. I'm not ready for that yet. Maybe it's regarding something that somebody else is involved with. I don't want to throw their stuff out there. Who knows? But Pastor, do better. Do better. That was ridiculous.
That was crazy.
You gonna talk? You gonna talk to him? You gonna straighten him out when you see him, Justin?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
yes, I am.
Ooh. Get ready, Pastor.
Maybe that needs to be recorded.
Get ready, Pastor. Yeah, we'll record that and leak that too.
Leak that one.
That'll be retribution.
I'm thinking right now that I want to say him. All these thoughts are in my mind.
You got bad thoughts. Wow, Mo, how'd you feel about that?
Honestly, it was shocking because your response the whole time, right? You just go, Mo, do you hear that? Is that you, Mo? You kept asking me, is that you? I'm like, me what?
And
you're
like, yeah, because I'm thinking, yeah, maybe
video,
I thought it was from
audio.
You.
I'm like, no, I'm not watching the podcast right now. And you turn around, you go, Pastor, what is that? And you walk over, you're like, what is that? And I can hear your tone, but I can't see anybody's face. So I'm sitting there like, oh crap, like what just happened? And he goes, oh shit. He's like trying not to curse, but he's like, you can hear his voice go, no, 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 no. Take this off. And he just starts going, this, what are you doing? And it just went. I was like, yo, what did he do? And he comes back. He's like, this man had a video on YouTube for God knows how long of me and Justin just talking. You could have been in the video. I was like, oh, no.
Do you have your window open, Mo?
Yeah, I think that's the thunder.
Yeah, close it because you got the thunder, yeah.
Let me hit that off.
Wow. Wow.
That so there you go, Judd.
That's you've been waiting for 3 weeks to hear that. We've been exposed, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what? It was work of late.
Everybody go to the No Name Yet podcast channel and straighten Pastor out in the comment section.
No, don't go there because your next exposed video might be there.
Well, I mean, it wasn't to the No Name Yet podcast, but no, go over there and straighten him out in the comments. Tell him what you think. Say, bad pastor. Do bad better. Pastor. Bad pasty.
#BadPasty.
Yeah, #BadPasty. Do better. That's ridiculous. That's outrageous. That's out of line. That's out of pocket. That's out of control. It needs to end. It needs to stop. And Mo, lift your camera up. You look like one of those cartoon parents where they cut their heads off and you can't see their heads. There you go.
Children, I need your homework.
Bad pasty. Bad. Very bad. We're gonna get like a squirt gun like you get the cats. Bad pasty. You get like a newspaper. Wow.
No, I'm gonna be thinking about that shit all night.
Yep, straighten them out tomorrow.
I mean,
like, what the hell? Like, who heard it? What did we say? You know?
I don't know. I wish I downloaded it. But speaking of pasty was also around for this little incident that you've been waiting to hear. I said something very stupid yesterday. Mo was privy to this. Why don't you tell Justin what happened in the car the other day when we were driving with Pastor?
Okay, Justin. Good. So, and ladies and gentlemen, so we're driving back, and as y'all probably, if you went to the No Name Yet podcast and saw the episode with us talking, actually, it was just y'all three, right?
Well, yeah, it was just me, you, and Pastor.
Justin, and Pastor, and they had an episode, and Pastor thought he was funny by coming up with new names, and he's not allowed to do that. You got to go through Gritty Justin, and he came up with some crappy names.
Some nicknames for you.
So one of the names
you.
He wanted to run past Gritty again was Free Range Mo.
Now, which Gritty makes no says, sense.
Gritty
makes no fucking sense. Goes, I said he's not a chicken.
He goes, he's not a chicken. It's not like
I think I said he's not laying eggs.
Yeah, he's not a chicken. He's not laying eggs. Then you go, yeah.
He's a crow. I said he's a crow. All right, let me say it. I said, he's a crow, and crows don't lay eggs, right? And the whole car stops. Like, Pastor almost went, aah! I was like, right? They were like, what? I was like, wait.
Crows don't lay eggs. He repeats it twice. We're like, yes, they were like, they do. They're fucking birds.
Stupid motherfucker.
Bro. Play that crap.
Stupid motherfucker.
I don't know what possessed me in that moment to think crows don't lay eggs. I never heard of a crow's egg, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if I thought they got pregnant. That was bad. That was not good. Another stupid moment on Gritty's part. Apparently, I don't know about math, and I don't know about birds either. Because I don't know why. It was dumb. That was
bro,
very dumb.
We need
dumb.
To just take you to a farm or somewhere. Or
start
crows.
Watching Animal Planet.
When we go to the when we go to the zoo, I'll learn from the people at the zoo. They'll tell me all I need to know. That was
National
great.
Geographic.
Add that to the list with the bike basket and this and that. Gritty doesn't know that crows lay eggs. I never heard of a crow's egg. I don't know. I thought crows are so mystical to me. I didn't think they hatched eggs. I thought they just appeared. I thought crows disappeared out of the atmosphere, out of the heavens. Yeah.
From every person I kill, a crow is born.
I thought crows just poofed. They just made.
Just like that. Okay.
Just boom. Now I got to watch videos of crows being hatched on YouTube now.
Oh,
I didn't know. I didn't know. I apologize. I apologize to all the crows. My bad, y'all. My bad.
Wow.
Listen, my bad for this, too. I'm also a little pissed, okay? I told Mo this story, and I didn't tell you this yet, Justin. I'm a little pissed off at myself. I think I lost an opportunity, to be honest.
Oh, he did.
What happened? Was it bad?
A little bit. So I'm sitting in my house. I'm talking to my mom. And next thing I know, I get a knock at the door. And I'm like, all right, maybe it's a package or something. So I never just opened the door. I was like, I look out the keyhole and it's a woman outside. And I'm like, who is it? She's like, Stacy. I'm like, oh, Stacy.
Stacy?
I was like, who? She's like, Stacy. I'm like, I do not know a Stacy. What do you want? She's like, I got a ring. I was like, a ring? She's like, ring. Yeah, I got a ring. I'm like, I don't want no. I'm like, nah, I'm good. So she turns around and she walks off out of the hall. She walks into like either upstairs or downstairs. I don't know, but she went on the staircase, which is right across from my apartment. And it obviously occurred to me, just like the man, the apparition that appeared to me when I was getting McDonald's, that was asking me if I had any crack on me, that this may be one of his cohorts. And she was offering me a ring for some money so that she can probably buy some crack, maybe something else. I don't know. I'm not going to say what she's into. Maybe she wanted groceries. I'm not going to judge her, right?
Heroin is pretty big.
Maybe she
too.
Wanted some groceries. Maybe she needed a new Xbox controller like me because mine broke. So she was like, I got a ring. I'm like, no, I don't need no ring. And then the thought occurred to me like, fuck, man. I probably should have bought that ring because my mom gave me this ring that my dad gave to her years ago, like a kind of promise ring. And my mom was like, when you meet a nice girl, give her this ring. And I was like, oh, that's sweet. I'll think about that. But then I thought, instead of giving her that ring that my mom gave me, how much better would it have been to give her a ring that I bought off a crackhead that came to my door like a fucking Girl Scout?
A crack ring?
Like, because who knows? First of all, the only reason I did not go outside and engage is because it was in my apartment, right? So let's say I would have bought it, right? Then tomorrow, who is it? Stacy, I got a blender. Then the next day, who is it? Hey, Stacy, I got a bike. I got hair rollers. I got rubber bands. I'm like, okay, I'm done. I don't want. I'm shopping at fucking Stacy's garage sale now.
And then if you're buying stuff at crack prices, you can resell it and start a business.
And then what? She might see the mic and stuff. Next thing I know, my neighbors are starting a podcast, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm missing my mic, and next thing I know, they're starting a podcast next door. So I didn't want to take no chances. And then I don't want her coming like, you know, stray cat. You start feeding them, then they're gonna come back with the rest. Then
and I'm they really
start,
do.
Bing, bing. Yo, we got a toaster oven. Come outside. No, I don't want to do that. So if I was outside, though, I probably would have been like, well, how much? Because then she probably would have been like, oh, $200. And I was like, well, how about $5? And she'd probably be like, yeah, that works. And then I would have got like a $5 ring. Me and Mo would have gotten an appraisal or whatever. And they probably would have been like, hey, this is worth like $2,000. Maybe she stole it off somebody wealthy. How do I know?
Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah. She didn't pickpocket somebody. She got a nice ring. She didn't kill somebody. She might have killed somebody and took it off their finger. How do I know? So I'm a little pissed that I wasn't able to snag that ring because I would have probably wore it. I mean, that just to have it now, because it's not every day a crackhead comes to your door to sell you a ring. That could have been the ring I gave to my wife. Do you take?
She would have been a lucky woman if you gave her a crack.
Do you take ring. Thomas? Do you take Gritty to be a yes with this crackhead ring? I thee wed, and then we could have invited her to the wedding. She would have been crying. She'd have been clean.
Maybe that would have been the day she recovered.
Yeah, she'd have been recovered. She'd have been chilling there at the wedding. So I'm a little pissed, man. If I see Stacy outside, she got the ring. I'm buying it off her.
Do you know what she looked like?
Because you know the peephole, like fish eyes people, like it makes you kind of. So I really didn't get a good look at her. I felt the vibe because I saw somebody come out the elevator and she knocked on the door like around my apartment. So I thought that might have been her. So I was ready to go outside. I'm like, yo, what you selling today? What you got? You got some eggs? You got some crow eggs?
Oh my God.
I got these crow eggs. No, that's bad luck.
That's bad luck, bro. Don't do that to yourself.
I'll fuck my whole shit up with that.
No, I ain't even going to help you if you do some stupid shit like that.
If you see Stacy, bargain for that ring.
Listen, I was telling
her. Next time I go out my building, she might be outside like doing like an auction.
I was telling Jay that I was thinking about buying the ring off of you if you got the ring. And then proposing to her with the ring.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Turn that back.
That was my joke to her.
Talking about proposing? But what are you thinking about? You thinking about it?
Yeah, you know, she watches the show, so I can't.
Let's go over that. Okay. All right. You're putting thoughts in her head now by saying that.
It should be in her head, though. It should be in her head. That's a fact, though. It should be in her head. I'll tell you this, because she knows this. I did tell her to get her ring size measure out, and I do know her ring size now.
Oh, boy. Instead of releasing doves, we're going to release crows at the wedding.
We're going to release crows. Yeah.
We're going to release crows.
You may now kiss the bride. Meet you and Stacy. Stacy could be the bridesmaids.
Bridesmaid, yeah. I'll give that's her great. Fucking, make sure there's a medical kit next to her.
That's great.
Clean
that's
needles.
Great. I mean, that's one of the best things about our apartment. There's a lot of cool people around. I don't know what she wanted, by the way. I don't want to say crack. It could be anything. Could be macaroni and cheese. I don't know. All right, so listen. But I love my apartment. I was just sitting around today watching shit, cooking in my place. I mean, I absolutely love it. I finally got some. I finally like pretty much set the whole place up. Now I got my TV on a bin, which Justin loves. And my TV's not on a piece of furniture; it's on a fucking bin.
Why is that funny, bro? You never lived on your own yet.
Yeah, you never lived on your own, bro.
It's on a Christmas bin.
So what? It's there. It's stable, and that's what keeps up my TV.
No, we need to get you a table.
No. I like that. I like it on the bin. It has enough room in the front. I can put my feet up. I can put my Xbox controller up. Stop hating. Stop hating on my bin.
Pad right there.
Stop hating on my bin,
bro.
You are hating.
Your kitchen looks very nice.
My kitchen is nice.
I saw the new trash can.
I cooked a nice steak in there today, right before the show.
Justin, lovely. Not everybody can have servants like you.
Love it. Let me tell you, you know that I'm happy because my house right now, listen, this is what my house sounds like right now. Silence. Whenever I need it. Whenever I
beautiful.
Need it.
Beautiful. As
opposed to what my house used to sound like.
What the fuck was that? Shut the fuck down right now!
No gas. That Mo and Justin, is that not what my house used to sound like?
That's really what your house used to sound like, yeah.
So to have this, what?
I used to be over the house, like, what the fuck is going on?
Like, yeah, I used to be talking to them on the phone. So for the podcast, I'm thinking we're going to talk about probably some ghosts.
Titans go down.
Yeah, what do you guys think about doing a six-hour show? I think it should be good. Yeah, we'll probably work on it in about a month. Bad.
What skits do you want?
Yeah.
I mean, and the funny thing is we did the six-hour show. Oh, because they had moved out. Right.
They had moved out
because we would have never been able to do that show.
No,
by 5 in the morning, circus time. Circus. Barnum and Bailey. Let me tell you right now, though. I'm so grateful. So blessed with my crib. Absolutely love it. Got the balcony. I got all the entertainment I need right outside my door. My neighborhood is lit. I love my neighborhood.
Yeah, when you open that balcony door, then the noise starts to
come. Oh, yeah. You hear all kind of shit going on outside.
It's lit out there.
So many fireworks. Last night was crazy with the fireworks.
Oh, I bet.
And I told you about the guys that came by the neighborhood the other day to greet everybody. Did I tell you about that, Mo?
That was just cursing at people.
Yeah.
You pussy nigga.
Guys,
you're like a fucking smoke.
It was a drive-by, but just of words. The guys came in at like 2 a.m. to just hang out outside, obviously from another neighborhood, and was dissing my neighborhood. They're like, yeah, fuck y'all. Y'all some pussies, man. Y'all suck my dick. And then they go to the car, and then they turn up the volume, and it's Rick Ross, the fucking the
Rick
boss
Ross
song.
In the back. I'm a boss.
Yeah, fuck y'all. Y'all fucking suck. Y'all some pussies. And they drive off, and then they come right back around. Yeah, we back, motherfuckers. Come outside. So that was pretty fun to watch out there. I never seen nothing like that. Usually I see that in the train station on 42nd Street in New York City. But now I have everything right in front of me. I have all the entertainment I need. Everybody's been cool. Love the neighborhood. Love the place. One of the things I promised myself, because I knew I was going to have the silence. I knew I was going to have the peace, was, all right, bro. You got to get your routines set back up. It's very important. I used to have a good morning routine, which I always struggle with because I always try to keep it up. I've always kept it in its different forms because I had to change my form of morning routine once my family moved into my old apartment because I'd wake up at 5 a.m. and I'd start praying. Thank God for this day. I'm very happy to be here. I'd basically be lying at the point when I'm praying. I am very grateful to be here right now on this wonderful day. Oh, it's blessed. Very Hallelujah. Blessed. Hallelujah. So I really couldn't, like, I basically had to, which I didn't mind, sleep all day and kind of wake up all night to get any kind of quiet, you know? And even then, sometimes shit would go off. So one of the things that I promised myself was like, all right, you got to get your morning routine set up. You got to get your shit together. You got to clean up your act a little bit and wake up on time. And I've been here for a month now. No, yep. A month in 2 days.
It's not even a month yet.
I got here on the 8th, on June 8th.
Two days.
So two more days.
A month and 2 days.
Me, also, in 2 days, the Frenemies merch is dropping. So, you know, I'm going to get that June 8th, baby. Oh, well, I'm gonna celebrate my month in the apartment by buying the Frenemies merch. That's very nice. So I've been here for a month, and I kind of just started to get my morning routine back. And let me tell you, off the bat, I could feel so much better. The last 3-4 days, I felt phenomenal, like really fucking good. And I don't have a regular sleep schedule per se, like where I'm getting I got a lot of sleep the last few days. But, you know, one thing that Mo's going to talk about, he's more on the like the nightly routine type deal.
Yeah.
And I'm more on the daytime routine type deal. I think that's kind of, I don't know why, that's how we are. I guess he maybe needs more sleep and I need a better morning. So if you're a person who needs a better morning, then this is for you. Because I have a few tips because I've been working on my mornings. When I first started to change my life, I had fucking tons of acne. I had social anxiety. Well, not social anxiety. I just didn't want to be outside because I would have anxiety attacks all the time. I wasn't afraid to be outside. I was always just didn't want to be outside in case I had an anxiety attack. Eating like shit. And one of the first things I decided to do, besides clean up my diet, which is what Justin's doing right now, which is really cool, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, was clean up my morning. One of the most important, I don't care how late you go to bed, which is a whole different topic. I don't know nothing about that. I don't know nothing about sleeping like that. We're going to get into that later. But one thing I do know about is the morning. So this is what I have found over the years. And so if you're looking to clean up your morning, if you're looking to clean up your act a little bit, then let's talk. Let's talk.
Let's talk about it.
Thank you, Emma. The first thing, and this is the one thing I have the most problem with. Besides, like, getting out of bed is, I think, everybody's problem, especially if you have a job you don't like or it's a day that you know is going to kind of be whack. You don't want to get out of bed. There's a good person out there. Her name is Mel Robbins. She talks about the 5-second method. Whenever you don't want to do something, just count down to 5 and fucking do it. And that seems to help a lot of people. That helped me a little bit, and I kind of do that from time to time. But besides getting out of bed, one of the worst things I struggle with is mindless phone use in the morning. Grabbing my phone the first second I wake up and looking at my texts, looking at Instagram, looking at Twitter, looking at all social media, which is not built for your benefit, by the way. The apps that we use, unless you take control of it, like me and Mo had this whole conversation about Instagram and the Explorer page. If you let that shit run wild, you're going to get a bunch of stuff you don't want to see, really. You got to be really cautious of who you follow and what's going on because your whole feed's going to be messed up. So that's the one thing I struggle with the most is the mindless phone use because really you're setting yourself up for who knows what in the morning already because it's the first hour of your day to me is very important for the rest of your day. You're setting yourself up for your whole energy needs to be get ready for the rest of the day. So now you open the phone. Let's say you go to Instagram. Now you're bombarded with other people's lives. You're bombarded with ads, maybe a news story, something you don't want to hear. Oh, there was a baby. She died. They threw her in a blender and they blended her up last night. I don't want to wake up to that.
Whoa.
The fuck? Or, you know, Jimmy's crying on social media. Oh, my wife left me. This is the worst day. I was like, why would I want to wake up to this shit? I don't want to see that. So,
woo-hoo, Jimmy.
I mean, if you must go on your phone in the morning, well, and then the other thing I was going to say attached to the mindless phone use is watching the news. I never do that. I hate the news. Okay. Watching the news, Amen. Sitting and watching the news mindlessly is not the same as being informed. Two way different things. You don't have to be informed, first of all, on what's going out in the world the first hour of the morning. Okay, maybe in terms of the weather, yes. But let's say the first...
Traffic,
let's say the first 10 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. Unless you woke up super late and you got to run out the house and you got to get dressed. Okay, there's exceptions to every fucking rule. But there's no need for you to know what's going on in any other country, in any part of the world. You don't need to know about what's going on with politics, with the Democrats or the Republicans in the first 5 minutes of your day. Nothing's going to change. It's not going to help you. So using the apps and watching the news, because, I mean, the news is one of the worst things you could watch in the morning, actually.
It is.
You want to talk about, oh, there was an old lady, she was raped in an alley, and they bludgeoned her head. I'm like, I don't want to wake up to that. Are you serious? That's the first thing you hear in the morning? Not good morning. It's like death and murder and violence and...
And all that bullshit. They don't even tell you the whole story.
Yeah, and then, I know the score from last night's hockey game. Like, okay, maybe I want to know that, but I'll look that up in an hour. I don't need to know that right when I open... I didn't even wipe my eyes yet. And I'm hearing about blood all over the streets and bombs going off everywhere. So... Instead of doing that, and again, this is something I struggle with, not the news part, but the mindless phone bar, because, I mean, I like going on TikTok, seeing some ass. We all know I like my TikTok for that.
I got a small waist, pretty face.
It's the only TikTok I like.
That's all he cares about.
I just watched the same one.
That's it.
Me and Justin Dre, well, look, me and Justin at least got people that we like. He's like, just show me some ass.
Just show me the big bank.
We send videos to the group. You don't want to see that.
I don't want to see it. Just send me the big bank. Small waist, pretty face,
like
big
that
bank.
One guy that, with the do-rag.
Oh, yeah, I like him.
You like him.
I like him. Yeah. Shout right out there. To him. What's his name?
Tucker.
Tucker, yeah. Follow Tucker on TikTok. He's the best. So instead of doing any of that, right, I'm not saying don't grab your phone. But if you're going to grab your phone, you should probably consume quality content that's going to be beneficial to you. Now, that is up to you what that is. Nobody is going to be able to tell you otherwise. If you're a religious person, then maybe you want to listen to T.D. Jakes. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want to listen to Pastor Moran. Pastor Moran should do some morning prayers and stuff. I think he should do that. Once you're done berating him about what he did, tell him that.
Okay.
He should do some morning stuff.
You mentioned that. I love that you mentioned that, because that is exactly one of the advices that... advice you gave me. I remember us talking about it. You're like, how close is your phone to your head, like every other day? And I'm like, I remember this years ago when we were just talking about how, like, the phone being close to yourself and all that, and your body and all that.
Yeah.
And we were like, yo, you got to put that phone somewhere else, like when you're sleeping somewhere, you know. And I definitely do that every night.
Yeah,
I don't
I'm
keep my phone near me. Nah.
I got four devices right next to me. Bing, bing, bing.
I sleep with my phone like a teddy bear sometimes. And I'm like, this is horrible. This is horrible.
So I followed your advice on this that one. He was like, I'm still doing it.
Yeah, I mean, but I try to do it more because, well, I'll tell you this. When I go to bed, I listen to podcasts and stuff. So
me too.
If it's on my computer, sometimes, like, some podcasts, like even ours, are like, if I put the Doug Stanhope podcast on, for instance. Yeah. Sometimes one episode may be lower, one episode may be higher. There'll be an ad that blasts. So I don't want to keep getting up and changing the volume and stuff or switching the podcast so I have it next to me. But it you're playing with fire. You're playing with fire. Just get better with playing with fire, okay? You got to become a fucking firebender with this phone.
And it's interesting. And also adding this on to what you said about the news and content you absorb. I remember, like, you know, we was actually just talking about this with, like, you know, you was telling me, giving me good advice about on Sunday about, you know, looking up local news and stuff like that and having it come to my phone and stuff like that. Because I'm actually out of all these guys, I'm the one that has, like, the least social media skills out of everybody here. So, like, I have a problem actually utilizing social media because I don't have a connection to it like other people. But it's, like, now I'm at that point where I need it, but I don't really know how to use it the correct way. And that's been fun, you know, learning it, because I don't care for it like that. But it does get intoxicating, you know what I'm saying?
Especially early in the morning.
Especially in the morning.
I mean,
definitely gotta be aware
it's all built to hit your brain and give you dopamine. So you're getting that cheap dopamine in the morning. It's not good. So instead of doing that, we should probably get content that enriches our lives helps us out a little bit. Nope. Maybe you don't want to learn something. I'm not telling you what to listen to. Maybe you want to laugh, so you listen to a comedy special in the morning.
That's a fact.
You could listen to, my big thing is music. I listen to music all day, but especially first thing in the morning. And don't listen to, this is horrible, my wife. Don't listen to anything like that. Listen to something that's going to make you want to, smack somebody.
Okay? No, I listen to it in the morning.
You listen to, emo music in the morning.
No, before that.
DMX?
You know what I listen to?
DMX?
Good morning.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. That's your alarm? That's nice.
Yeah. You just need to make that your soundbite alarm.
I know.
We're going to, if anybody wants to... if anybody wants to get Justin we'll make you a ringtone. Will you say that?
Yeah, I'll
if anybody
that.
Wants if that, we'll look into putting $20. That on iTunes. We'll look into putting that on iTunes. Or maybe we can just send it to you and you could do it. I
send
want that.
Send me the master copy.
Yeah, then you can, that'll be your alarm. Good morning. Do it.
Good morning.
There you go. And just repeat over and over and over. And then your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend will be like, what the fuck is that? Shut it off.
Good morning, you stupid fucker.
Yeah, we'll make two of them.
We gotta make two now that he said that one.
Good morning, you jackass.
Do a Halloween edition too.
Good morning, you jackass. Are you looking at Instagram right now? You fucking weak-willed motherfucker. Get up. Get off your fucking Instagram.
Yeah, turn on Chatterbait right now.
Yeah, listen, My favorite thing is meditation. Well, we'll get to that. We'll get into that when we talk about activity. We're just talking about content right now. We'll get into that. Okay. Don't worry about it. We got a whole
content,
list.
If we had to say early in the morning, I recently have been having, I love my anime stuff. But recently I've been slowing down on my YouTube.
Well, YouTube's good. And let me tell you. So I'm not saying you have to listen to something enriching or something you can learn from. But I do say that you probably should listen to something that builds you up and lifts you up in the morning. At least that's what I need. That's what's something that I require in the morning. Something that makes me feel better is listening to somebody who's talking about positive stuff. Okay, mm-hmm. Listen to somebody talk about you or their lives, how to better yourself, how to better your life, or just speak positivity into the world. Because let me tell you this right now, maybe you don't think you need it every morning, but your subconscious mind is crazy. Your subconscious mind, we don't know a lot about it, but we know that it takes everything in. So you are what you eat. Remember that. We always say that. Not in just food, but you are what you take in. So even if you're I listen to a lot of stuff while I'm brushing my teeth, taking a shower. Like, I'm not just sitting there listening to it, looking at the wall, So again, could be anything, but probably something enriching. If you need a recommendation, one of the best channels I ever found for that is a dude named Evan Carmichael. He does the 10 Rules of Success, where he'll break down, let's say, Will Smith or William Shatner or somebody, anybody like Mark Zuckerberg.
He's really good.
Somebody who's successful, he'll break down 10 things from that they said just from their interviews. Elon Musk, and it'll be 10 things from them. He'll do interviews with people who inspire you. So, yeah, listen to something inspirational to get you ready for the day, because most of the time, we're not talking to ourselves like that, and you're not going to hear that when you step out of your house. You're not going to hear it on the radio listening to some Christian station. You're not going to hear it on TV. So we need to take control of what comes into our minds, especially the first hour of the morning. So get that quality content in there, baby.
Get that Selena Gomez in there.
Yeah, listen to some Selena Gomez, listen to some Evan. I mean, listen, one positive video and a couple good songs will set you up for the rest of the day. You'll be set.
I'm telling you.
Speaking of setting yourself up for the rest of the day, or fucking up your day, here's a way to fuck up my day, at least. This is for me, eating heavy in the morning. Not a big fan of that. It may feel good when it's going down your damn, when it's going down into your stomach, it may feel good. But for me, when I used to work maintenance, I would think that I would want to eat more, right? Because I'm going to do more manual labor. So I would eat hash browns and eggs and this and that. And I would be so fucking fried in 30 minutes. Now this is, every body is different. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I do, what was that, blue? Or was that a werewolf?
I think that was blue.
Sound like a werewolf.
That was blue.
I don't know if you heard that, if the listener heard that, but it was just oh. You better lock your door. You better get your silver bullets ready.
He's having a dream.
Getting possessed.
Yeah. You about to wake up with a talking dog over you, bro.
So everybody is different. Everybody requires different nutritional things. To me, eating heavy in the morning is just never good. Eating a bunch of meat eggs and potatoes and stuff is not good. One of the first things I did when I wanted to clean up my morning was make smoothies. It was the easiest thing to do. If you get one of those, I have my new blender on the way. I'm getting a brand new one from my house. So
What's the name? It's
one of the, I'll look it up in a second. It's, but it's one of those kind of personal blenders to where you, it kind of, you blend it in the cup that you're about to serve it in, basically. It's in a tumbler. So you put all your fruit, you put all your fruit in the tumbler, you switch it upside down, you put it in, you put the blades on, and it's done. And then you make
it. Is it a bullet?
No, I'll tell you right now. I'm looking it up on my Amazon. But it's like a bullet. It's like a bullet. It's just a different type. It's not a ninja. But you flip it. So you flip it over, and now your smoothie is right in your hand. You don't have to cook this. You don't have to cook that. And that's what I told Justin. I figured he wanted to do the smoothie thing, so make a fruit salad. Fruit to me with a little chia seeds or a peanut butter, something to keep you actually keep you in, you know, enrich your body and give you nutrition. You know, eating a bagel, eating empty carbs is not going to do much to you. It's going to make you want to go to sleep in an hour. You know, coffee and a bagel, it's like the New York thing, or coffee and a bacon, egg, and cheese is the New York thing. But at the end of the day, to me, it just didn't work. When I had a nice smoothie, I was good till lunchtime. And I was doing hard work for a couple years. I was doing stuff where I was on my feet all day. And I was good till lunchtime. Lunchtime, I would have a salad, whatever, and I'll be... It's just stuff, you know... You need nutrition in the morning. It's something to feed your body. The same way we talked about feeding your mind, you're feeding your body. Because you don't want to be going to sleep on the fucking job and you don't want to feel like shit.
Yeah, and that's something that I learned. Usually, I don't eat in the morning. I get up, I do this, do that. Next thing you know, it's like 12:30. I didn't eat anything. But now, I've been eating fruit and feeling better because it's energetic.
Right. Yeah, give yourself
Goya has this awesome, and I only know them selling at Hannaford so far, but they have these awesome smoothie drinks. And I've been put onto those, and those have actually been really good. They have a little, nice flavor to it, a bunch of different flavors.
Little tip, I mean, I usually don't go with the bottled and canned smoothies, but, you know, that's up to you. I get the frozen fruit. You get a bunch of almond milk or oat milk or coconut milk, whatever. But frozen fruit and frozen like spinach or kale is the best because you always have it. And now your smoothie's already cold. You don't got to throw ice in there to water it down.
No.
So that's a little tip. That's what I do. I just bought a bunch of fruit. It's called, the brand is Juicion. It's J-U-S-S-E-I-O-N, and it's a blender smoothie. That is, that's what I just bought. It's like, I don't know, $80 or something. It's $90. But it'll really set you up. That's one of the best things I ever did was make something really light, but something really nutritious in the morning. It doesn't slow you down because now your body's digesting all this heavy food. You got to think. You got to move around. You can't be slow. You can't be a slow poke in the morning, right? You got to get up and do your fucking thing. So eating something light is good.
Yeah, I only suggested the Goya thing if you don't have a blender. I don't have a blender.
It's up to you. It's up to the listener. Everybody's morning is going to be different. You do whatever the fuck you want to do. If you want to eat an omelet with some spinach, you don't have to eat fruit. I'm just saying that's fruit was the thing for me. If you want to eat an omelet and spinach, you got time for that shit, but eat something with some vitamins and minerals in that shit.
That's a fact.
All right. The other thing, this is definitely for me because I'm a fucking vampire, is not too much human contact. I do not want to answer text messages first thing in the morning. I feel like I have to get, like I'm obligated to get back to people first thing in the morning, or I have to answer an email first thing in the morning, okay? Because most of the time, people, it's not that serious. Unless Dre's asking me for a password for something, I want to give him that right away so he can get what he got to get done. Or if my mom's calling me for something, you know, family emergency, anything else could wait an hour. Okay, because now somebody else's energy's on you. You want to be crystal clear and ready to go without dealing with anybody else's shit, without being tied to anybody else's issues when you got to figure out your own. Okay, and even if it's a friendly conversation to me, I can have that later. I don't want to have that right now. I got to focus on what do I need to do today? How can I improve myself today? How can I get my day better? Mm-hmm. And that leading to the last thing you don't want to do to me, this is a good lead into that, is don't curse your day. And don't curse yourself in the beginning of your fucking day. Meaning, when you wake up and, you know, everybody, I do this all the time. You wake up, grab your phone. In your mind, you're like, oh, today's going to be fucking, I got to do this today. This is going to be whack. That's going to be whack. I got to see this guy today. That guy's an asshole. I don't want to talk to that guy. Fuck him. You know, then, oh, great.
I've never done that.
Then at 3 o'clock, I got to do this. This is going to be awful. Like, don't already project that your day is going to be whack, and don't talk bad about yourself in the beginning of the day. Like, even if you have, even if, let's say you got to do jury duty that day, right?
I definitely did the talking bad about
early. Let's say you got to do jury duty that day. Nobody wants to do that, but you don't need to project that it's going to be whack. You could get sent home early. You don't know what's going to happen that day. You don't know. You might find $100 on the street that day. You don't
you
know.
You could have an interesting case.
You might have an interesting person sitting next to you. Maybe that's your, maybe that's your new best friend. Yeah, maybe that's your new best friend. So that's something I struggle with. And sometimes you don't know you're doing it. You know, you get up, oh, another day. You know, everybody's life is different. So you can't, you know, maybe too much human interaction. Maybe you got kids. So you wake up half an hour before your kids wake up. So you don't have to, you know, deal with your kids, whatever. And, but, you know, that's something I didn't really know I was doing for a while until I just thought, sat with my thoughts about what do I think about first thing in the morning? Because it's just very, your mind latches on to everything, especially in that, in those waking hours, they say your subconscious latches on to everything. So just be careful and don't mess up your day by speaking that way or speaking internally that way, you know?
Just think positive. Think good thoughts.
Yeah, even if you don't want to think positive, you could think not negative.
Just be happy you're alive.
Be happy you're alive. Everything's going to be okay. Don't curse your day and don't speak bad about yourself first thing. You're just going to ruin your day, okay? Yeah. It's going to be bad. One thing you definitely want to do is have some sort of activity. That's what Mo was saying. Meditate, work out, pray, gratitude journal, regular journal. This one doesn't have to be, when it comes to the journals, don't think that has to be positive at all. Because in the book, The Artist's Way, they make you do like a bunch of tasks. And one thing you have to do for like 6 weeks is journal every day. And it's basically a word vomit. So you're getting out everything in your head. And that's a relief when you get everything out from the night before, from the day before. So you can be like, oh, I got to see that this bitch did this and this fucking asshole did that. And I hate this about that. Let that go because that's going on the page and it's leaving your mind. So don't think about cursing your day that way because that's leaving your mind when you put it on that paper. Now you're kind of relieving yourself. But whether it's working out, whether it's meditating, this is something you're doing that you're not in front of a bunch of people. You're with yourself, and it's something that is giving you some sort of energy, some sort of return. You know, if you're meditating, this is my thing. It clears your mind. It clears my mind. It kind of centers me for the rest of the day. Is that what you were going to say, Mo?
No, definitely. You know, for me, I started doing the content on YouTube when I do go on my phone and I know it's going to be something. That's what I was going to say about the meditation is that I'll make sure that if I'm going to go something like Instagram or YouTube, I make sure that my content really reflects what I pursue. And that's, I think that's really important. And I think people really just whatever you were passionate about, just make sure that your content reflects that in a positive way. And for me, meditating, putting like something in the background, some sound in the background, some white woman talk about, breathe in, exhale. You know, just a little bit relaxing. It gets me started. And, you know, if I feel like writing in my journal, I write. If I feel like writing a poem, I write a poem. So, but those things get me started. And I feel like I'm ready for the day.
Yeah.
Something in solitude.
Have something in the morning you like, you can look forward to, and get you out of bed.
Right.
And I think, you know what? That's crazy. That's so simple, right? I think that's the key. You got to have something you look forward to.
And we're going to get to that in 1 second. We're going to get to that in a second. But on the activity thing, you got to make sure you like it. And don't let anybody tell you how to do it. Meditation is you could do it any way you want. Look at the different types. You could do a walking meditation, mala beads, guided meditation. I just like sitting on my crate and listening to whatever's going on inside and outside. I just sit in silence. That's it.
I lay down for
a few minutes.
Breathe.
Yep. I just want to do mindfulness meditation. If you want to do prayer, you don't have to do the prayers from the Bible. You don't have to do the prayers that are just, you know, given to, oh, you don't have to sit and go, oh, our Father who art in heaven. You don't have to memorize nothing. Just talk to whoever you believe in the way you want to talk to them. Because at the end of the day, if you believe in a higher power, that you know, they made you, right? So they made you the way you are. Talk to them regular. Just like, yo, what up, dude? I'd really appreciate it if I didn't get shot today. That would be great. It'd be really cool if I get a raise. That'd be awesome. Thanks a lot. I'm alive. I'm walking. I'm hearing. I'm seeing. You know, a little gratitude. Gratitude journal is really good. 5 things because that's something good you focus on. Something positive you focus on. So back to what you were saying. this is the one thing I will caution everybody on, because as somebody who has been on and off on my morning routine, it's evolved and changed in many different ways, and I've had horrible mornings where I didn't do anything I wanted, anything that I should have done. I've had days, perfect morning routines, like some of the last few days. Do not, I repeat, do not, for your own benefit, burn yourself out by doing your morning routine. If you are just starting to do your morning routine, maybe you got the idea, okay, I want to do a morning routine now. So you go online and you look up, all right, who's somebody I look up to? All right, I'm gonna look up, what was Steve Jobs' morning routine when he, or what was, who's, let's look at The Rock. Let's say The Rock, because that's a probably even better one.
I don't think no normal person can.
But let's say you want to do something like you want to be, you know, hugely successful. So you follow somebody like that, right?
Yeah.
You're like, all right, I'm going to. So he works out at like 4 a.m. for like two hours. God. And then he gets breakfast, and then he meditates, and then he prays, and then he does his journal. Then he goes for a run. It may seem very tempting to start off like that, to just get shot out of a cannon. Unless you are extremely strong-willed and you happen to stumble upon a routine that works for you off the bat and you like it, and I pray that you're that person. I pray you have more willpower than me and you find something very quickly. That's not how it works usually, though, okay? What most likely is going to happen is you're going to get sick and tired of that routine very quickly because it's too much for you to handle. You're going to get up, you're going to run the first 3 days, and you're going to be like, oh, this is fantastic. Yeah, I'm running 2 miles. Yeah, I'm praying. I'm now going to go meditate. I'm going to make some fucking lunch. I'm going to make some breakfast. This is great. And then it's going to start wearing on you. It's because you're not used to it. It's going to start wearing on you. But your body's going to basically have an ego backlash because you're doing too much. You're going in the opposite direction that you lived in for so long too fast. Mm-hmm. Not a bad thing. Happens to the best of them. So the advice is, just start slow. If you want to take one of these things and apply it tomorrow, do that for as long as you need to. I suggest maybe two. Take two of these things. You know, if you want to do, all right, I'm not gonna look at my phone for 5 minutes. And in those 5 minutes, the first thing I'm gonna do when I wake up is meditate for 5 minutes. Boom! You already are so ahead of the game than you were the day before. Do that for a month. Do that and then listen to some music after that, and then listen to some positive stuff after that. And I mean, if you did that, if you got up really quick, didn't look at your phone, meditated for 5 fucking minutes, which is what I recommend everybody start with. That's how I started. And then listen to some music or something positive. That's like 20 minutes, half an hour right there, 10 minutes. If you do 10 minutes, that's incredible. You already achieved so much shit just now. You already set yourself up for way of a better day than you probably would have if you didn't do any of that. So, which is what we're telling Justin. You know, he wanted to eat better, and we were like, yo, it's great, but don't clean out your whole fridge and think you're going to start eating kale sandwiches every day. It ain't going to happen. I mean, it could. If you got that much willpower, if you really want to change that way, it's possible. But most likely, you know, you're going to live your life day to day for a long time, and it's just not going to be as comfortable as it should be to make a real change like that. It's like any diet, you know. I don't like these like really extreme diets. They're good for a short amount of time, and I've been there where I tried this and I tried that, but most likely those diets aren't sustainable because you need almost everything in the fucking food pyramid, most likely. You need a little bit of this, you need a little bit of that. So I don't follow the whole keto thing because, you know, you need some rice, you need this, you need that. So that's probably, you know, don't burn yourself out when doing your morning routine. Find something you like to do, which is going to make it way more tempting to do it. I don't want to work out, so guess what? I do not work out in the morning. The most I'll do is some push-ups and some stretching is really good, and some push-ups, and that's it. If you like lifting weights, go lift weights. But don't think you're going to go to the gym, lift weights, come back, meditate, run in the morning, and you're not used to doing half of that. Anybody want to add to that?
No, it's so funny that you say that because one of my things that really worked for me is I picked one thing I really dislike to do, right? And then I picked something I really like to do. And,
that's a good idea.
You know, so what I did, for example, what I do is like, I'm like, you know, unless it's like suits and stuff like that, all of my suits are like in plastic and stuff like that. But my regular clothes, you know, you come home, you like just drop them on the floor and stuff like that. So I got myself into a habit, you know, and I know whatever I, you know, just make my bed, fold anything up, put it where it needs to be, anything I've dropped while just crashing to the bed, and then just meditating. And I do like the little things while like just talk, you know, just positive and positive reinforcement. That was something that I always struggle with and I wanted to get into a lot was positive, you know, speaking to myself in positive ways. So I'll just do that. And then I'll, and I don't like really cleaning dishes. That's just not my thing. Nobody wants to do that in the morning. I hate cleaning dishes.
That's a horrible morning routine, cleaning dishes. That's awful. Oh my, nobody, I don't think anybody does that in the morning.
But you know, but it's, you know, it's because, you know, I eat and stuff like that. So like,
yeah, we know you eat.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So now I'm trying to eat more. So, you know, the biggest problem with that was me, for example, like cooking in the morning is not something I like. I don't actually like eating in the morning. Exactly. So, but it's something I need to do because I have a goal, right? So for me to get into that motion, what I did was I, you know, I did the meditation, something I really liked. And then I started, while I was brushing my teeth and stuff like that, I would positive reinforcement. So by the time I went downstairs and made myself some tea and started boiling eggs or boiled eggs, I was already in the mind frame that it wouldn't even bother me. I didn't tackle it first. I tackled the things I enjoyed first. But by the time I was there, I was already in a good mood. And I really worked out a lot for me.
And it's something you enjoy that's beneficial to you, not just anything you enjoy. It's not just like, oh, I'm going to eat candy in the morning. I mean, that's probably a bad idea.
I mean, it's so, not like I haven't done it.
Exactly. Make it something very, very simple, which is why throwing the smoothie in the blender and flipping it over and not having to wash it right away, not having to do all that, is the best advice I could probably have for somebody that wants to eat in the morning. Is just do that. Just do that. I mean, I feel amazing in just a few short days of me going back to the routine, and you're going to feel really good if you just apply a little bit of it.
Like, I had a salad with a boiled egg, and that was, like, great.
Yeah, because your body doesn't, I mean, to me, at least for me, my body doesn't need that much in the morning. Like, you don't need to be that heavy. So I don't want to sound like I'm preachy or anything, but it helped all of, I'm sure it helped me and Mo. And again, it was the first thing I did when I really sat down and was like, you know, besides taking away my Xbox from myself and throwing that shit in the shed and, you know, cleaning up my diet, was the morning routine. So if you are looking for something to give you a little boost, and we ain't talking cocaine or anything like that, a morning routine, you'll feel badass, yo. You'll feel really, if you do the shit that you like to do, like you listen to good speakers in the morning or some badass music, and nobody wants to talk to people early in the morning. I don't understand people that want to talk to people so early. The only time I do it to y'all is when it's something business. But make it easy, make it simple, make it your own, is what we're saying. Make it your own, all right? So much love and good luck. Let's talk about getting nights together for a second. That's something I'm not. That's something. Don't even fucking talk to me. I don't know nothing about. My nights are all fucked up. Okay. Like, only thing I need to do is brush my teeth and make sure I'm in the bed. Okay. I don't know about routine, but the one thing I do know is they say it's not good to have our electronics like an hour before bed. I do not follow that. So don't look at me. But that's what they say, is to not have your electronics.
I haven't followed that either yet. So.
Don't have your electronics around. But how do you feel, Mo? Because I feel like you're on the opposite side of the spectrum. Where
I'm definitely on the opposite side.
You're doing you're focusing more on your nightly stuff because you'll be MIA. You say basically after 10, I don't really correspond with you because that's when you say you really want to go to bed.
Yeah, pretty much. So it's funny, right? Because I love nights. I truly love nights. I am awake. I'm like you guys. I'm more awake at nights. I am more functional at nights. I feel like more creative. I write things at night. But because of like the new job and, you know, the other project that I'm working on, I realized that like I had to start getting myself on a solid schedule between waking up, you know, for this new job that I'm going to be, I have to be there at like 8:15 because that's like every day. So I have to get ready for that. And I only have a month. I have basically been doing it. So I have like this month to get ready until like the 17th of next month to get ready in that process. So a lot of the times it's like, it was really hard. I'm not going to lie to you. It was really hard.
Getting to bed?
Yeah, to get to bed.
Especially when we first started the podcast, we used to do it at 3 a.m. So we're all used to being up.
It was bad.
For the audience, just so y'all know, we've been starting around 10 for a while now, so let's give it up for the crew. Yes. Let's give it up for the squad, because we've been doing it a lot better. Me and Justin had a little hiccup last time, but sometimes it's meant to be.
We had a little hiccup tonight, but not really, because
you know we sit down at 10. We don't start at 10. I mean, when I say sit down at 10, we usually start at 11.
Yeah.
But that's better than starting at 2.
And mind you, when we first started, I was still in school.
Right, so you were all jacked up.
So, you know, so it was like, that was even really hard. So because of the new, like, because of that experience, I'm like, yo, as much as I love doing it at night, I can't do it at night. And, you know, it. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't go to sleep until sometimes 12, sometimes even the latest 1. And the earliest I'll try to go to sleep is around like 11, 1130. But the reason why I purposely have to like not text y'all back, because, you know, once I know myself, once I start talking to y'all, it's over. I'm going to be up for the rest of the night. Like, y'all going to keep me up. So I'm like, damn. Even my boy, you know, Aaron got the new moving truck, his company going on. He'd be like, yo, I want to talk to you. I'm like, damn, bro, I can't even talk to you. But it's a process. I think for me is, you know, y'all know I love Kevin Samuels and a bunch of other people. I got to just turn this shit off at night. I watch replays of everything now, bro. It's crazy. Everything is on replay. Everything is like, I'm late on most of the content that I like. It's a good thing, though.
You can always watch in the morning.
It's true. I can always watch in the morning.
But that's, I mean, it sounds like you're sacrificing a lot. And yeah. I commend you for that, because nights are very important to me. That's when I'm most creative. That's when I most kind of want to be up and thinking and moving. I feel way more comfortable being around and awake at night. I commend you for sacrificing a lot.
Yeah.
And get into bed, because it's very hard. Don't look at us. Me and Justin don't know nothing about that. We're always up.
I mean, I'm not that bad when it comes to going to sleep.
You're bad.
I go to sleep.
You're
like
bad.
Two.
I do not commend you. You are very bad.
I'm not that bad. I go to sleep.
He's
like
bad,
two,
Mo.
Three. I'll be up at 9:30. I'm not that bad.
Okay, you're bad because of what you've been going through in the last month and what you've been complaining. So. Yeah,
bad.
You're bad.
I don't believe him. He's bad. He's not bad. In bed at 2, because we'd be talking till
if
5
he wasn't
sometimes.
Bitching about that one thing, I would be like,
we'd be talking till 5 sometimes. I don't want to hear it.
I don't hang up on you at 2 or 3.
No,
I did it last night.
I hang up on you. Last time I hung up on you.
No.
You know that. How dare you? But Mo, you're doing well. You're doing good. And congratulations to you, Justin, because has it been a month with the fruit diet in the morning?
It's been about 3 weeks.
Listen, that's better. That's fantastic.
There you go.
3 weeks.
I love watching
salad.
This man eat a fucking bowl of grapes.
Eating
and
a bowl of grapes.
A bunch of shit.
Mango. You like the mango. Now you found out you like mangoes now.
That's a new thing. I figured out I like mangoes.
At 28 like years mangoes? Old. At 28 and years old, that, he finds out he likes mangoes.
And it's like Haitian mangoes.
Oh,
really?
Exotic.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's some exotic shit like that.
You just said none?
Look at that. He at 28. I like mangoes now. Fucking 28. He finally likes
the
a mango.
Like his Spanish guy is like,
I got all the fruits. It's not a fucking hard fruit to get a hold of. You know, I like mangoes all of a sudden. I'm like, mangoes? They're everywhere. What are you talking about?
I want dragon fruit. Anybody had
Dragon fruit is good. Dragon fruit is good. Dragon fruit is good. I like that.
Yeah,
I've had it maybe twice.
I've been eating fruit in the morning, been getting that energy, and I eat it at night too.
And he's been walking a lot more too. Like, let's give him a shout out on that. Because
he's
been, every time
he's a walker.
Every time he's been talking,
he's
been like, hey, I'm outside.
I'm trying.
So how do you feel like the fruit has set you has benefited you? Do you feel anything?
I feel like the fruit's giving me more energy during the day. Like, I'm finding out I'm doing a lot more than editing, filming. I'm doing shit in the yard.
Right.
So I have energy.
Come on now.
You're getting your vitamin B and D and Z and this and that and your iron and all the stuff you're supposed to get. So that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Do you have... Now, so you're about to be a month on the no fruit diet, and we told you do a month, no fruit diet, what the hell? A month on the fruit in the morning diet.
Yeah.
And then we told you just keep your other shitty food in there. Just don't worry about it yet, right?
Yeah.
So now that you're coming up on a month, do you have any plans for the next month, something you want to add?
Something I want to add.
Or change? Do you want to like start cleaning up any more in the next month?
Yeah, maybe you add something else with the fruit.
I want to start eating like more carrots and shit, more vegetables.
That's what I was going to say. I had a suggestion. I was going to say that now that you're eating fruit twice a day, basically, right? That's a good amount of sugar. And then in your diet, you also have a lot of sugar. So, I mean, I have a suggestion that you should probably start like at least just even looking at the sugar content in your other areas of your eating. And then start cutting that back as little as you, like as much as you can.
Yeah.
Start cutting that back and then add in at least one vegetable in one meal.
Yeah.
Add just, to me, like, yo, I get canned vegetables, like canned beets or mm-hmm. canned organic string beans, and those are lifesavers because I hate cooking beets. I absolutely despise cooking beets, but they are fantastic. One of my favorite vegetables. I get a can, done. Put it with some steak. Look at that. You get your blood is good now. My blood is fantastic today. The blood flow is all great because I had a nice bloody steak with some beets. I'm feeling fucking great. So I would say that, you know, Mo, you can put your 2 cents in. I would say that if you wanted to start as small as possible, cut back on, like, if you know your yogurts have a lot of sugar, take them out maybe, or take out one of your little cakes and then add in one, because it's easy for your mom to get you, like, canned carrots or canned something. So that way you're downstairs, you don't got to move, you just open up one of the cans and put it in one of your meals, at least one meal.
Yeah.
What do you think, Mo?
Oh, I was actually thinking about, I was going to ask you, though, what do you, have you ever had, like, the VA vegetable juices?
Oh, those are disgusting.
Yeah, fuck
you,
that.
You don't
fuck
like those?
That.
Yeah, I was asking Thomas.
He needs real, those? He needs real fucking.
Yeah, he definitely needs them, but I was just thinking about that in my head, because I was like, you know, because I, you know, I don't know how hard it, you know, because certain vegetables, if you don't know how to cook them yet.
Well, that's what, the canned ones, you can get, like, the canned most ones of them easier, already cooked. Right? Like, the beets come cooked, the string beans come, you just got to heat them up, basically. But I eat cold string beans all the time. I don't even like hot string beans. So you can eat those cold. So maybe string beans would be good for you. Because you can put that with chicken. You can put that with any of your meats, with any, string beans goes with anything.
That's true. Yeah. I remember starting off with broccoli, and then I just started, like, because I always wanted to be into broccoli, and started just playing around with one vegetable that I liked, and then once I felt like I had, like, two things that I could do with it, and I was like, oh, let me move to the next one, and I started doing stuff with carrots, and then, you know, corn, I prefer, like, the corn on the cob sometimes, but cream corn is still the best.
Well, corn has, like, basically no nutritional value, so that sucks.
I know, but it's so good, though.
If you're going to cook vegetables, like, you want to start cooking them, first thing, like, two biggest lifesavers when it comes to vegetables, garlic and olive oil.
Garlic is amazing, though.
With broccoli, with string beans, you steam them or you saute them with garlic and olive oil, it'll make anything great. It'll make any vegetable taste good.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you thinking, Justin? You might...
Yeah, so as far as this month coming up, I'm going to stay on the fruit. I'm going to cut back on the cake, which I've been doing.
Good.
I haven't eaten much cake.
I haven't seen you.
And I'm going to eat more vegetables. Only problem is getting my mom to stop buying me cake.
Are you going to go to the store with her? Are you going to start going to the store with her? Or because she goes after work, right?
She
can't pick you up.
Dark.
Right, yeah, that's
I
hard.
I do yell at her, so she'll listen eventually.
Well, the same way it's going to take, you know, time for everybody to change. It's going to take time for your mom to change. I mean, when I first did it, my whole house looked at me like I was a fucking alien.
Yeah.
They were like, what are you talking about? You want to eat vegetables?
She has to adjust.
Everybody got to adjust. But Big Judd, eating his fruit. What's your favorite fruit? You said mangoes your favorite?
I'm about to ask the same
right now, the mangoes.
Wow.
Mangoes, strawberries.
Look at that. You're big into
the
blueberries.
The black man in me is so happy.
You're big into the blueberries too, right? You get a lot of blueberries.
Yeah.
You get a lot of blueberries?
Yeah, he had a lot of blueberries.
I've been eating blueberries. I've been eating peaches.
And if I remember correctly, just for you, Justin, when you talk about, like, eating healthy and stuff, if I remember correctly, look this up. Low fat usually means more sugar. So fuck that. Don't even worry about that. Just in case, because I didn't want you to, like, buy that and think you're cutting back on sugar and then you get low fat just to be healthy. Yeah.
To be honest with you, bro, the foods, like the vegetables and the fruits that are sugary and stuff like that, those are just the best sugars.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's coming from
those are the best sugars
with value.
And anybody that's like, oh, da, 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 like, shut up.
Can you get like a hot plate down there and cook on that?
Me?
Like in his downstairs?
Yeah.
I could.
You could probably get something like that, right? Like something where you can cook like one, like if you wanted to add the vegetable to your chicken, right? You know, keep your shit downstairs and just have a hot plate. You have room for that?
He definitely has room for
how
a hot
plate. How much is a hot plate?
I have a whole counter, so I can definitely.
Let me see how much.
Like, well, there's different sizes, so he probably can get one. He only needs like a 2-serving size one or one, you know, like two to 3-serving size, so like $45 one.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be perfect for him. How much is that? Nice little hot plate. I could see that.
I see one for like $18. I see one for, this one looks like a fucking DJ kit because it has two burners. 93. Okay, yeah, it's less than I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you, because you can, because, you know, you get the canned carrots and throw it on the hot plate, you'll be set.
Yeah.
That'll be good for you, man.
Yeah, then I do all this and then eventually stop at the meals. The meals are no good.
Oh, your frozen meals?
Yeah, those bowls.
You want to talk about your heart? That sodium's going to fuck you up.
Oh, yeah. Can make you feel like shit. It's got to the point that I don't even want to look at them.
Yo, isn't it crazy when you start really thinking about yourself in certain ways and really working on certain things? You like, you look at the things you used to do and you go, why the fuck did I do that for so long?
Well, it's only like when you start feeling the effects of it, right?
Yeah,
it's
exactly what I'm saying. It's like when you start feeling the positive effects and then you start weighing off the negative stuff that made you feel the way you used to, you're like, yo, I was wilding.
And that's why I had to change, because I was feeling the negative effects a lot. I was feeling like shit.
I know this is going to make y'all really happy, but I cut down sugar on my coffee.
Oh, God, you went from 17 to 15.
From 17 to 14.
I went to 17 to 4.
What is your, text me your address, Justin. I don't have it. Text it to me.
You want it right now?
Yeah, text it to me while we talk. Yeah. Text it to me. So you're cutting down the sugar.
I think the hot plate one would be a great idea,
though. So you're cutting down the sugar on your coffee?
Yes, I am, actually. I actually had this creamer that she gave me, like 2 days ago. And I was like, and she put like the normal sugar that I always ask for. And I was like, my body, because of everything like Justin is saying, like I've been personally doing everything else healthy. And the coffee hit me, bro. And it was like the worst anxiety I felt in a long time. But it was so obvious where the anxiety was coming from. I was like, I can't even like pretend that coffee is not doing this right now.
Wait, so you're trying to cut back on coffee too?
No, just the sugar part. It was just the sugar. I the second time today, I was like, can you lower the sugar? So she lowered the sugar count and I drank coffee today and I felt perfectly fine. But what I did the last few days, oh man, it's the sugar count with the coffee and I was bugging.
But I mean, how's the taste? Are you adjusting to the lack of sugar?
It wasn't that bad. It was enough sugar in it that I could still taste it, but it wasn't enough that I was like 14-year-old me was using to fucking like jump over turnstiles and shit. So
it's good. We're all making changes.
Making changes, man.
It's good. Fucking pushing 30 and making changes.
Oh yeah, you're pushing 30. You're pushing 30. I'm still 26.
I'm pushing 30.
You're
pushing 30, bro. Don't ever say that.
Yeah,
in front of me.
Listen,
I still feel like I'm 17.
I feel like I'm fucking 50.
Well, you got those meals.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you've been killing yourself like a 50-year-old.
Yo,
man.
I've been. How many years have I been criticizing you on those meals?
Yeah.
Harassing. Like, Justin, he's been abusing you.
Oh my god. He came over my house one day and blew up my kitchen. I was like, this is the most disgusting smelling meal I've ever fucked. What are you talking about? It's fantastic.
And now those are the meals that I can't even look at.
Bro.
That spicy chicken, it looks so disgusting.
Those are so fucking
really?
Wack.
It's disgusting to you now? Wow.
Yeah, like I can't even look at it.
Yeah, that meal, yo, that thing blew my kitchen apart.
It fucking stunk.
Seven years later, he admits it.
It does stink.
It was so bad, dude. It was so bad.
I hate frozen microwave foods with a burning passion. When I was a kid, and my dad, we used to live in a shelter, and my dad used to like, you know, buy those foods because he would work night shifts. And it got so bad for like 2 weeks, I would not eat dinner. And I didn't eat breakfast. And he found out, like, yo, why are you not? He's like, yo, you Danny's saying that you're not eating no fucking dinner. Why? And I'm like, they make me throw up. He yelled at me for 2 days. They're making you throw up this food. How could food make you throw up? This man ate one of those shits himself, came back in the room and apologized. I was like, this asshole. It was that bad. That shit is nasty as hell.
Well, Judd, I would like to inform you that you are now the proud new owner of a hot plate. It is on the way, and that is my gift to you for sticking to your fruit diet.
Thank you.
We're very proud of you, and I know that your grandma gives you shit about using the stove, so now you can... I bought you just one burner, so I don't think you need anything else. So I hope you enjoy it.
Nice. Stainless steel, I hope.
Got a good ratings. Good ratings. I don't know what
nice,
the fuck.
Nice.
So you mentioned coffee, and I did want to end this by talking about some coffee news for you coffee heads out there.
Let's
okay,
go.
Mo witnessed me buy this. And he looked at me like I had three heads. He was like, what the hell?
He tells me later, by the way, that this was a new thing. And I was really mad at him for this.
Well, No. Absolutely not. Right. How dare you say what you're saying? How dare you say what you're saying? Because we went to Dunkin' Donuts. You had just finished shitting yourself. So I didn't feel like because you had already stated that the coffee made you shit. And you knew, and I asked you, were you going to get a coffee? You said no. So no, I didn't inform you.
Yeah.
I informed you afterwards because you did not need to be informed in that moment. Is that all right? Can I get
I mean, no, it wasn't all right because for new coffee,
we did not need you to shit in the church.
Yeah, you did not need it. If you shit,
you would have had a pastor. Everybody.
The bathroom was downstairs.
No. We don't need you blowing the church up, dude.
Yeah, he saved you.
Let's all shy away from grief. Let's all shy away from a... Oh, yo, hold up, y'all. Stop the service. I gotta go in the back.
Oh, man,
I got a demon inside my bowels. We don't need that. We don't need demonic Mo bowels. Yeah. So I didn't inform you because you did not need to be informed. I'm gonna inform everybody right now. At Dunkin' Donuts, this is a few weeks ago already, so I'm a little late on the news. I just didn't feel like shoehorning it into the last episode. That would have been a little off topic. There's some new drinks in the Dunkin' Donuts location, some new coffees. All right, so everybody get ready. Go to your Dunkin' Donuts. You can check out the Sunrise Batch Iced Coffee, which is a medium roast, full-bodied beans from Kenya and Latin America. What do you think about that? I don't know if I'm gonna try that because I might give it a try.
You have
that
to.
One's an actual like brew, so you gotta dress it up how you want. The next one is already dressed up, and this is the smoked vanilla. They didn't add it. They didn't say it the way I said it. It's just smoked. I just feel like saying it that way. It's the smoked vanilla cold brew with sweet cold foam, and it's supposed to be with some chocolate powder on top. So that sounds very nice, right? Then they have the smoked vanilla iced latte. And listen to this description. This will get you excited. Listen to this. I hope I read it correctly. Not like I'm stupid.
Put the voice on.
Actually, the only thing that will prohibit me from reading this is my handwriting. So that's the worst part. It is a bittersweet chocolate and caramel in Dunkin' Espresso. It complements the smoked vanilla for subtle sweetness that when completed with the guest dairy or dairy alternative of choice, creates the ultimate sip. What do you think of that?
Mm.
I should hire
I'm not
me.
Even an iced coffee.
Hire
fan,
me for the
very well.
Hire me, and by the way, I got an iced coffee, so you weren't going to have that.
Oh,
all this
shit.
Is iced coffee.
I didn't even know it
was
iced coffee.
There you go. You're talking
trash.
Shit. Let me tell you right now, okay? I had the smoked vanilla iced latte twice. I had it once.
Really?
I had it delivered once on DoorDash, which was a horrendous move because it cost so much. It was stupid. But then I had it with pasta because I had it with regular cream.
Yeah.
Smoked vanilla? How about nope vanilla? Sucked. Whack. All right, it didn't suck bad, but I would not want it again.
This is the iced coffee version.
This is the. I mean, I didn't have the cold brew because I don't know why I didn't have the cold brew, but the smoked vanilla flavoring, we're talking about that.
Okay.
Because it's not the actual brew itself, it's the flavoring.
Yeah,
the Sunrise is a whole different brew. This is just this is basically a syrup that they add to it.
Mm-hmm.
I do not need my vanilla smoked. I'd like it regular and untouched. Thank you. Or a French vanilla. Why smoke it? Why are we smoking it? Let's end this. Let's end this now. Let's take it off the menu. It's not good. It's not horrible. It's not horrible, but it's also not good. It needs to be off the menu.
It sounds more horrible than not good, to be honest.
I mean, I finished them because it was like not that bad. I was like, okay, this is not bad enough for me not to finish this and waste it, but it's also like not even that good. I will never get this again. So I guess that's not a recommendation, but you can go try it if you want. I'll have to go try the Sunrise, and they just dropped the, they brought back, I don't know if this is like new, the cookie dough swirl, which I want to try. I'll probably try that in the cold brew.
That sounds good.
That's what I was originally going to get.
Which one was the one that you asked and the lady was
that
like,
one.
Don't have?
They didn't have it yet at that location. Mm. And which is funny. Yeah, I don't think the DoorDash had it either at the one by me, because we went to a different one when we went to with Pasty. So you can try those out. Also, Japan just dropped 47 different Frappuccinos.
What?
47. I mean, one of them is a corn flavor. One of them is this fudge. And I mean, there's so many flavors. I couldn't even... My head was spinning looking at the damn list. But that's what Japan always has on us. With Kit Kats, with this, that, they have tons of flavors.
Too many flavors to count. Seaweed, fucking cotton candy. Yeah. I mean, yeah. They're wilding on candy bar. They love candy in Japan.
We're just getting on the Kit Kat game now. America. We're just getting the Kit Kats, like, you know, different flavors. So if you're a Japanese listener, which I actually thought I saw on the diagram one time that we had some Japanese listeners. So
you did.
Shout out to Japan. I don't know if you're in Shibuya. I don't know if you're in Tokyo. I don't know if you're in where the fuck you at.
Okinawa.
But if you're listening to us in Starbucks right now, that's what I need you to do. I need you to put one of them, any one of the Frappuccinos, and wrap it up and send it to us. Wrap it up and send it to me.
I would love to experience a Japanese
And it'll
Starbucks.
Probably be fucking corroded by then. So actually don't do that. Speaking of corroded, I tried the... Speaking of corroded. I don't know if I talked about this on the last five shows, but I did try the strawberry funnel cake frappuccino from Starbucks. Man, that was ass. That was ass too. I didn't like that. I was so excited to try that. It has kind of like, it's okay in the first sip, but there's an aftertaste, which I'm assuming is what their funnel cake flavoring is supposed to be. And it's no good. It's no good. I'm not a huge fan of the fraps from, you know what I like? The fraps from McDonald's. Best fraps in the town. Best fraps in town. It beats Dunkin' Donuts. It beats Starbucks. I got to try one from Utica Coffee because they have slapping coffee over there.
They
pistachio.
Do
I got to try. Next time I'm going to try Red Velvet coffee from there. Red Velvet
Let's
latte.
Let's go.
Let's go out of here and let's end the show. All right.
Yes.
You can find me. Oh, forgot. Got an announcement. Make sure that you go to the Gritty Knows Best YouTube channel. You just type it in the search bar in one word, and you will find us. We're going to be right there for you.
Subscribe,
like, comment, all that bullshit, notifications, because we just dropped a brand new video where we taste tested Pop-Tarts. Now, okay, you taste tested Pop-Tarts. Boring. It was actually not a boring video to us. We had a lot of fun making it, and everybody loves it so far. It's one of the best performing videos on the channel, and it's pretty crazy, actually. I mean, we get Justin confessed to putting Oreo Kixers in his ass. It was wild. I never heard nothing like that. It was crazy.
You know, and for those who probably never seen us, you know, on video, you know, here's
especially
your chance. Yeah,
if you've never seen
me.
Us on
you
video,
see these guys all the time.
You can watch us on the channel. We have me doing the math test. That's actually the video. So if you were here for the math testing, you could see every stupid expression on my face and every shocked expression on these guys' faces when I would say what I said, along like in the same vein as the crow eggs. I say stupid things like that. You could see their faces when I say things like that.
Damn.
The Newlywed Game is the actual video for the Newlywed Game. So if you are a fan of that, which I got a lot of good response on the Newlywed Game,
really?
You can see Jasmine. You're acting like you didn't know that was up there?
I didn't know there
I
was
told
good
you.
Responses.
You didn't know?
Oh, you didn't know those good responses?
Yeah, I didn't know there was good responses. I didn't know there was any responses to that video.
What?
So let's see. Nah, I didn't know that.
Well, not the video. Nobody seen, like, not a lot of people seen the video, but the podcast people loved it.
Oh, the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
That got a lot of good
I didn't hear anything about it either.
No. Oh, really? That's. I told you that did good. So, again,
just
like this afternoon, just like earlier this night where
you
said. Just like earlier this night where you said I didn't say something, and I definitely said it. I definitely told you that people like the Newlywed Game, so get the fuck out of here. Anyway, you can watch that. You can also see Princess. You can see Queen Stephanie looking in all her glory, eyebrows on fleek, hair on fleek, chilling in the robe,
talking
about albinism, looking good, feeling good, everybody's good. But make sure you check out the Pop-Tart video because it was a lot of fun, and I hope you have a lot of fun watching it.
We got more stuff to come. Great stuff. Subscribe.
You can find me at It's Gritty Bitch on Instagram and Twitter whenever I decide to tweet every year. Like Jeepers Creepers, I come back every 3 years on Twitter. Check out the Gritty World YouTube channel where you can see me vlog, do this, that, and the other thing. Oh, by the way, Justin, I just bought you an appliance for your house. I also bought me another appliance. Guess what I bought? Check this out. I bought the new Chamberlain Coffee French press for cold brew. I bought that last night, baby. I never seen a French press for cold brew. I guess this is one specially made.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I guess this is one you can specially make to put in the fridge. So you know you're going to be hearing about that shit right there. It's going to be fucking great. Because I only have a Keurig and I don't have any K-Cups anymore. Oh, what I do have, though, check this out for the coffee heads, too. I do have this the Starbucks like instant coffee that you can buy in the store. But they have instant iced coffee. Fucking slaps. So try that. And I think I just gave all my plugs. Justin, go right ahead.
Find me on Twitter at RealJasonBiggest. Instagram at RealJasonBiggest93. Second channel on YouTube, Sims Gaming. And hit me up on Instagram. DM me for a shout out. We'll talk prices.
Oh, we'll talk prices. That's what I'm talking about. Big business, man. Big business.
And don't be like me and not keep up with the lives. Turn your notifications on.
And he's going live again.
He's on live. Instagram.
Right. Yeah, started going live once a week. So check that out.
Hit him up. You want to shout out somebody for their bar mitzvah? You want to shout out somebody for their wedding, for their birthday? Maybe somebody's dying. You want to give them some well wishes on their way out? Hey, sorry you're dying. I'm not. Even though I got life-threatening disease, I'm alive. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you.
I'm still here. I don't know
what you're doing. Isn't it sucks that the guy that should have died 10 years ago is still here?
What happened? I said,
okay, why don't you act like Mo is dying and you're giving him a message? Why don't you give him a preview of what you would do.
Act like Mo is dying?
Yeah, give him a preview. Like record a video for him.
I'm dying tomorrow. It's over.
What's up, Mo?
What, really? It's a kind of somber event.
What's up, Mo? I'm dying tomorrow, and your thing is, what's up, Mo?
Are you trying to cheer him up? What's up is he's dying.
Hang on, I'm trying to cheer him up. So, what's up, Mo? I hear you're dying. I just want to say, hope you're feeling good. Hope your spirits
feeling good? He's dying. How good can he be feeling? Bring it back. That's off. Bring it back. It's horrible. Bring it back. Bring it back. That was bad. Be a little tactful.
Okay.
Hope you're feeling good. I don't think he's feeling at all good. At least he's got a bunch of morphine in him. Hope they're pumping that morphine in your ass right now. Yeah, try again.
What's up, Mo? This is Justin. I hear you're dying. You might...
All right, let me tell you right now.
Tomorrow
No. Hold on. Everybody stop. This is getting ridiculous. No laughing. Mo is dying.
He was laughing.
No laughing. Nobody laugh. This is serious. We're having another fucking event like the last, the sensitivity training, which we got to put on YouTube, by the way. I forgot about that.
Yeah, we got it.
So, Mo, look like you're dying. I will not. I'm going to mute myself. Go ahead.
All right, go ahead. I'm in a suit. Hold up.
Yeah, you're in your funeral suit already.
What's up, Mo? Now you sit there on your deathbed in your suit. I hope you said all your goodbyes to your family. I hope you said all your regrets. I hope you make good, make peace. I know tomorrow's your last day, but keep your head up and have a good afterlife.
Okay, Mo, since you're the one dying, review that. How good do you feel that you're... I mean, that was pretty sad, actually. I mean,
we
didn't tell you to go on that side of the spectrum.
It was really
sad. That was depressing.
I accepted
Now, why didn't you go the angle of, Listen, the doctors are telling you this. Don't fucking believe them. I got progeria, and the doctors told me I'd be dead years ago, and I'm still here. Tomorrow may not be your last day, so relax.
Listen, I need to go to the school of Richard Meringue and learn how to talk to people that are dying.
That's true. Yeah. You needed to learn how to handle people with somebody that just died, and now you need to learn to handle the dead.
Yes.
You want to give it one more try, or are you good? Try one more time. Try one in the middle. Try one not too cheery, but also not too like you're killing the guy. He's a big fan of your videos. He loves you. You inspire him. Boom.
Hey, what's up, Ma? I hear you're sick. The doctor said you're dying. I just want to say, don't listen to them. You're gonna be okay. You're gonna be whatever you're dealing with. You're gonna be all right, buddy. Just, I don't know how to end it.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't fucking know.
Just take care, and hopefully I see you soon.
Take care,
but not in the afterlife.
Hopefully I see you soon.
But not in the afterlife. You can throw a joke in the end. Hopefully I'll see you soon, but we'll both be alive. See you later. That was great, Justin. That was great. Good start.
Good job, buddy. I kind of like the second one better than the last one, though.
I like the last one, but then he didn't end it right. I like the last one. Wow, we didn't end the show at all. We're still going with the show.
Mo, give your plug.
Give your plug.
Hey, it's Mo's Great Adventure on Instagram. You can follow me there. And
wow.
Yeah. There should be announcements the next time I'm on the show, so look forward to that.
That's right.
Final announcement, actually.
There you have it. We hope you liked the show. This one was a little bit inspiring. Hopefully we didn't bore you. Hopefully you're gonna wake up tomorrow and go karate kick somebody with some nice music on and go grab a smoothie.
Yep.
We love you. Peace and love. Thanks for hanging out. See you next time.
Martha Stewart can lick my scrotum.
You would have been a great audiobook talker.
Who?
You should just do that for fun, bro.
Who?
I've been telling you, just voice over some children books and shit.
Who?
You.
Oh.
I've been saying it to you for years.
Like, you want to do a children's book?
Yeah, so start with some children books, just for fun. Just do some children books. Let's do Gritty Noses.
Gritty Nose Best read. Children's books.
Let's just Gritty reads children books with his fucking...
Granny had a big fanny. She could not fit it in her panties.
That's not a children's book, though. You can't, that's not a kid's book at all.
Not a children's book.
Granny had a great big fanny. She could not fit it in her small panties.
You know what? Let's just write a children's story about it.
Justin had a small little pee-pee. It was embarrassing, but he swung it around going, wee-hee, hee-hee. Look at my wee-wee. Justin is a little progy.
Justin, the little progy. We'll make that children's book.
I thought I was going to escape.
Justin, the little progy.
Little progy that could.
The little progy that could.
Duh.
Like, bitch.
Duh.
Like, are you fucking dumb? Like, duh, papi.
Like, duh, papa.
We learned something.
What are you watching, Justin?
Chatterbait.
Are you watching Chatterbait right now?
He really was.
Wow, on the job?
On the job, man.
Disgusting. It's disgusting.
I want you to show me.
I wanna know what love is.
I want you to show me.
All right.
Thank you.
It's very beautiful.